This is Amid Yomi Gemara in Shabbos Daf Lametesam and Aleph, and we're holding on the bottom of Lametesam and Beis at the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Ein Noitzin Beya Bitzad Hamicham. One is not allowed to place a Beya, an egg, next to a Micham, next to a hot water source, Bishvil Shetiskalgel, so that it roasts a little bit. Why? Because even though it's not so normal to be cooking by placing something next to a hot water urn, next to a kumkum of hot water, but it's still a tolda, it's a form of fire, and it's forbidden. And similarly, you can't break an egg on top of a garment, a hot garment, again, to roast the egg. But Rav Yossi Matir, in the second case, you're not allowed to bury an egg in sand, ubavak, drachim, or in the dust of the ground, even though these are all abnormal forms of cooking, but at the end of the day, bishul happens nonetheless, therefore it's forbidden. Concludes the Mishnah. There was a story, Shasu Anshei Tveria. They brought a pipe of cold water underneath or within the waters of the Chame, of the hot springs of Tveria. Say the Chachamim, in Bishabbos, if the water that was heated up on Shabbos is Kecham Shulchamu Bishabbos, it's like hot water that was heated up on Shabbos. Vasur and Berachitza Bishtiya. Can't use it to wash or to rinse. Bibi Yantif, Becham Shokhmo Biyantif, and therefore, Vasurin Berachitza. But Mutar Bishtiya. So says the Gemara, and of course, these are all scenarios of not direct cooking, more tolda, secondary forms of cooking, etc. So Yibayaluhu asks the Gemara, what happens, Gilgal Mai? What happens if you place the egg next to that Micham, next to the hot water urn, and it cooked? Mai, what is the din? Amar Rav Yosef, Gilgal, Chayiv Chatas. Amar Mar, Braid Ravina, Avanana, Mitinina, we learned as well. As we move over to Lametes, Amaral, Kol Shabbat Bechamim, anything that is within a hot water source, Melefnei Shabbos, Sharnus Haivacham Shabbos. You got to place it back into a hot source on Shabbos. Chosh Lobavacham of Nea Shabbos. Anything that did not come before Shabbos in such a form. Madichen Oisai Bechamim. Then you're allowed to rinse it only with Chamin on hot water. Bishabbos. Chotz. And this Chotz is a massive Chotz. Min Amaliach Yoshan. From a old salty item which cooks very fast. The coleus or spinus, which is a type of mackerel fish, certain type of fish that as well cooks very easily. Shadachasan, because these items, the mere rinsing of them with hot water, zu hi gemar melachton. That is their conclusion. That is their finishing, says the Gemara. So Shema Mina, what do we see for the fact that it says Zui Gamar Melachton? We see that something that you're able to eat partially cooked, every level of cooking is considered bishul. And therefore, our Shaila was, if it was Baba Chami Lefnei Shabbos, what's the story? So it's answering the Gemara that because a small level of cooking is the way that people eat it, therefore that itself is considered cooking on Shabbos. Shema Mino. We continue 6 lines down. I'm going to test something out. V'lo yav kenu b'sudarin, and you can't crack open the egg onto a hot blanket, a hot scarf. Asks the Gemara, v'haditana, and that which we learned nice in Tashu lo techabar. You're allowed to put food inside a well of water, bishal shei shamur, so that it could be preserved from the heat and won't spoil. V'samayim ayofim, and you're allowed to put drinking water, b'rayin, inside a area of water that is not fit to drink. the reverse reason. This is, you know, the back of the toilet. They allowed to put the can of soda in the back. Why? To preserve the coolness. And you're allowed to place cold water bechama on the sun. So says the Gemara, Lema, that this Mishnah that's Mekel and allows you to at some level warm up this cold water. Rav Yosi v'loy Rabbanon, says the Gemara, no raya. Amar Rav Yechanan bechama, when it's heating it up from the sun, then Kuliyam loy pligi d'shari. Something is sitting outside and the direct sun rays heat it up. Everyone agrees that we're a make. Betoldos are when it's being heated up by something that came from originally a fire and the reverse. Kuliamaloi pligi d'aser. That's something that was heated up and utilizing that item, that bottle of hot water, to heat something else up. What's the machlokes? Ki pligi betoldos chama. Something that the sun heated up when you're heating up something from that. Marisar the Chama of Gazrinam told us Chama, Otu told us Ar, and Rav Yisi told Marisar v'Lei Gazrinon. And this is really the impetus of the big machlokes of the Dud Shemesh Eretz Yisrael. They have hot water tanks on the roofs. And Rosh Zalman famously wanted to don and say that the water has a din of Ar, of Shemesh itself. And the big machlokes is whether it's called Chama, told us Chama, etc. We continue the two dots smack in the middle of Lamentesa Meralef, Lo Yatmienu, Atmimenu, Bechol. You can't do Atmana, hide the egg inside sand to heat it up. Says the Gemara, why in this case, Lifling Nami, Rav Yosi, Baha? Why in this case does Rav Yosi not disagree? Says the Gemara, Rabba Omar, says Rabba, the reason why Rav Yosi in this case agrees that it's, does not argue, excuse me. And he agrees that it's also to hide something in the sand, because gezeira shema yatmin beremetz. You might come to do hatamana, hide something in remetz, is boiling hot coals, which is mamish bishul. Rav Yosef Amar says, Rav Yosef mimdei shemaziz ha'afar mimkaymai. The reason is because you have to move the earth in order to do hatamana. And that is the reason why it is usher. Says Marvai Benayu, Benayu offer tichuach, very soft earth that you no problem really moving it. It moves on its own from the when the pot is placed, etc. So Meisve asked the Gemara and Rabbi Yosef, Rashbag oimer megalgalin veyal gabi roiteach. You're allowed to heat up the egg on top of this hot area. At Toldot, it's the second level of the sun, and it's mutter. However, ve'ein megalgalin be'a agavi sidroi tseach. Can't do it and have a boiling hot tile. So says the Gemara, Bish, lama l'man damar, shem v'yatim v'remetz. Now what's the old concern? You might come to do atmana in another hot area, like l'migzar. Then I could understand that when you're placing the egg on top of this roof, this sidroi tseach, I can understand why it's a mutter. There's never a gezeira. Mimnei elamandam neshamazes offer mkaimai ligzar stam gaga ligzar. There should be a gzera even in the case of the roof, even in the case of the sid. Why in that case the mutter answers the Gemara stam gaga less bay offer because the roof stam doesn't have earth, so dirt. So you don't have to worry about such a gzera. Frak the Gemara tashema ask the Gemara about 10 lines. From the wide lines, Ma'isa Shayanshi Tvar, the Vil Sishal Sun, the Tacham Shalchamim, the Chulu, our Mishnah. So, Bishalaman Damar again, Xer Shemiatim Beremetz, Hainu, Didam Yalatamana. That's the reason why placing this pipe of water into the hot water is similar to Atamana. Elaman Damar, the Shemazes of Rekhaima, Michael and Mimar says, water, there's no issue of moving. Dirt, says Gemara Misavr Shemaisa Tvarya Sivka. Who told you that the mice is going down to the Mishnah? Aresha Koi, it's going back on the Resha. That said, Loyev Cannabis Udarim, don't put the egg on top of the handkerchief, the Sudar. Rav Yosi Matir. Bachi Kamli Rabban on the Rav Yosi. Rabbanan are saying back to Rav Yosi about that case of the egg on the shirt, on the handkerchief. Vamaisa Danchi Tvarya, they told us Chamahu, and Vasulu Rabbanan. Amr Lahu, and then he responds, Rav Yosi, Ha'o Tolda Yisah Aru, Bechol Fi Apischa L'Gehenim, even though you're right, it was, Gemara seemingly rightfully assumes is told of the Chama. Says Gemara, no, it's not told of Chama. Why? Because the river of Tveria, hot springs, pass over the entrance of Gehenim, and therefore it's considered told us are very interestingly. Pick it up from the last line, B'siyata Dishmaya.